Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. El Paso Congresswoman Veronica Escobar defended Democratic lawmakers' push for Congress to maintain subsidies for health care costs for millions of Americans during a virtual town hall. Escobar spoke with her constituents virtually Tuesday evening about the government shutdown over the phone and on Facebook. The federal government shut down on October 1st amid an impasse between Democratic and Republican lawmakers over health care subsidies.
Americans are going to lose their health care because they cannot afford it.
Escobar said about 100,000 El Pasoans depend on Affordable Care Act tax credits to afford their health care services. Escobar said a healthcare industry expert told her premium notices will soon be sent to Texas families warning of increases in costs to health insurance. She also said some households will see costs triple compared to their current bills. And the El Paso Independent School District will hold meetings for the public to weigh in on an ongoing search for a permanent superintendent. The meetings will be held next week, starting on Tuesday and ending on Thursday. Meetings will be held in the afternoon and at night. Meetings will last an hour. They'll be held at Guillen, Hartley, Whitaker, Bobby Joe Hill, Polk, and Don Haskins schools. In June, the school board accepted a retirement settlement with Superintendent Diana Saavedra. In other news, the federal immigration crackdown is contributing to weak Texas job growth. That's according to recent Texas Business Outlook surveys by the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports.
The findings from the surveys suggest federal policy changes on immigration will negatively impact one out of five Texas businesses this year when it comes to hiring and retaining foreign-born workers. Madeline Zavodny, an economics professor at the University of North Florida, says there's a lot of fear among the migrant community, especially among those without legal status.
They're afraid to go shopping. They're afraid to take their kids to school. They're afraid to go to church. And perhaps most importantly, right now, they're afraid to go to work.
Zavodny was an author on a report that grew out of the surveys that found 40% of businesses reported that their migrant employees missed work out of fear of immigration enforcement. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
And Texas election officials say they've flagged more than 2,700 registered voters as possible non-citizens. As the Texas Newsroom's Lucio Vasquez reports, this follows a review of the state's 18 million voter rolls using a federal database.
The Secretary of State says county officials will now verify each voter's eligibility. Those who don't respond could have their registration canceled. Confirmed non-citizens who voted illegally will be referred to the Texas Attorney General. But voting rights groups warn the federal database, called SAVE, wasn't designed for elections and could mislabel U.S. citizens. Originally created to verify immigration status for federally funded benefits, the database was expanded earlier this year with the goal of preventing non-citizens from voting. A coalition of voting rights groups is now suing over that expansion. I'm Lucio Vasquez in Houston.
In the Uvalde, school district is pushing for video footage taken on the day of the deadly 2022 Robb Elementary School shooting to be released to the public. TPR's Marian Navarro has the details.
Some video surveillance from the school is in the possession of the Texas Department of Public Safety. Access to the footage is central to an ongoing lawsuit filed by several news organizations for access to documents. School District Attorney David Campbell briefed the school board Monday on ongoing efforts to make the footage public.
At the board's direction, we have also prepared a letter to the Department of Public Safety urging that they turn the video or a copy of that video surveillance back over to the district so the board can determine whether that should be released to the public.
The district had been scheduled to discuss the future of the Robb Elementary School campus, but pushed the item to its November meeting. I'm Marian Navarro in San Antonio.
Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.